This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good afternoon and good evening, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Common Sense Revisited. This is your co-host, Todd McGreevy. I'm being joined by Corey Ibe. Corey, howdy.
How you doing, Todd?
I'm doing good. And it is, we're live this Saturday. It's 6 p.m. Central. I think it's 4 o'clock out on the left coast where you are, Corey.
And, yes, it is.
We are live on January 11th, 1-11 day, 2014. And we appreciate you tuning into the Republic Broadcasting Network live. We're also with a slight delay on No Agenda Stream at noagendastream.com. So we appreciate everybody listening on those two respective networks. And, of course, you know, in the morning to all the No Agenda listeners and in the morning to all of the GovCo agencies tuning in, Corey, we should welcome
from around
them.
The world.
We should welcome them, the State Department, the Homeland Security, the FBI, NSA. You know, of course, you know, we hope they're listening. And the reason we hope they're listening is because our efforts on this show are to try and help them do their job. They have all sworn an oath of office. And that oath stipulates that they will protect the rights of the people of the several states. And there's very few of those people out there, as we talk about on the show, Corey. But, you know, in your state of California, your own legislature actually issued it's a statute, right? Is it code or statute? Is it?
It's part of the government code.
Government code.
I believe it's referred to as code.
We're talking about 1027.5, and I'm going to have a link to it at the blog, thirdrailblog.com, where it says the legislature of the state of California finds that there exists a worldwide revolutionary movement to establish a totalitarian dictatorship based upon force and violence rather than upon law. I don't know how much more succinct an opening sentence could be regarding the current state of things, Corey. So that's why I'm being somewhat flip about the GovCo agencies listening in, because guess what, people? If you are not actually supporting the rights and protecting the rights of the people, then you're part of the problem. You're part of this totalitarian dictatorship. And, Corey, you have in Orange County, and where you a lot of people I've met out there that have worked with you, you've seen it firsthand from warrants being issued that have just violently gone in and taken people's property and cost millions of dollars over things as simple as raw milk without having an oath of office filed to – chief of police who had no oath of office filed. So it's all out there.
It sure is. Yeah, it's amazing out here. And we're getting some, you know, independent newspaper press out here about what's going on, at least with the level of corruption in Irvine. And if you're not engaged, if you're not in your local area, because this is a government that's built from the bottom up, a lot of people of us know we're a local government, the original form of government. The power flowed from the local entities on up to the federal government. And if you're not affecting your local government in a way that helps preserve your freedom, then you are supporting the local government in taking it away. You're paying for your own enslavement.
Absolutely. And, you know, here in Scott County, Iowa, you know, sometimes known as the quasi administrative district of Eastern Iowa, I recently, and I talked about it 2 weeks ago when I was on the show, I challenged the Board of Supervisors, they implemented a new policy where they're going to destroy all emails older than 3 years old out of their databases. And I recently filed a Freedom of Information Act regarding a multi-jurisdictional consolidated dispatch center here in Scott County, euphemistically known as SEC 911. That's Scott County Emergency Communications Center 911. And you know, many of us think it's the foundation of a fusion center here. It was lauded as a $4 million project that was going to save multiple municipalities money because they were going to all share resources and consolidate emergency service dispatch. And it ended up costing the taxpayers over $24 million, and it formed a new non-elected taxing authority with uncapped taxing capacity under Emergency Powers Act within the statutory government. So I could go on and on about it, but I, you know, knowing that they were going to destroy emails older than 3 years old, I filed a FOIA request, and I received the response from the county attorney on Friday, Corey, and I won't go into, I'll put it up at the blog, but they told me that my request will, if I want to get the information, it's going to cost me $68,962.
Otherwise, we're going to destroy it.
Otherwise, it's toast. And, yeah. You know, I mean, I'm being a little bit cavalier here about it. I'm sure there's a portion of stuff that will be retained just because it is such a controversial issue. But the reason I bring all this up is that, you know, we are here peacefully trying to hold government accountable. We're not advocating violence. We're not advocating radical extreme measures. My gosh, we want to look in on how a uncapped taxing authority was formed. And, yeah. Oh, there's no bid contracts for radios that first responders are using that don't work in buildings. And, you know, gee, heaven forbid that the taxpayers would actually, you know a little bit about these details. So I bring this up as I listened to last week's show, and thank you for taking the reins. You did a great job. And, you know, you had that first caller who wanted to assert that, you know, it's folly to think that you're going to fight government with force. You know, it's just... It's obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we
no
understand
desire to
that.
Fight them with force.
None. Zero. Nada. Right. So we want to be upfront about that to all the GovCo agencies listening in here. You know, we have a guest who's on hold with, and we're going to bring Merle in here from Iowa, a friend of mine, and I'm excited to have Merle on the show. And, you know, I just want to go through a couple of quick things here. ThirdRailBlog.com is the a website where we have show links. And I did. You know, I did some homework, Corey, and last week you and your callers pumped out a lot of content, and it is up at the blog at thirdrailblog.com. You can see the link to the January 4th show, and, you know, there we do have the links that you promised would be there, including the experimental jurisprudence and the New Deal remarks by Jerome Frank, General Counsel of the Agricultural Adjustment Administration before the Association of American Law Schools in 1933 in Chicago, which talked about the what was it called, the special jurisdiction,
the new jurisprudence, the experimental jurisprudence,
experimental jurisprudence, you know, a tell, if we will, Corey, a tell that, you know, we're going to do things a little differently here. You talked about the Detroit police chief arming herself. I've got the video up about that. You talked about the armed government teams targeting Los Angeles County who grow their own food, produce their own electricity. I have a link to that. You talked about James Sorensen in Colorado, who was at a parade with the open carry, and he was arrested, how he availed himself, and he prevailed for $23,000 for being falsely arrested. I have all that up there. A caller called in and talked from Florida to talk about, you know, wouldn't it be simpler to have a constitutional sheriff? And you guys were talking about the sheriff who stood down the feds. That was Tony DeMeo.
That's right.
Who you were talking about.
Yes.
And I have the video embed of former Sheriff DeMeo speaking at the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Convention where you and I first met. That's embedded there at thirdrailblog.com. We also have the link up there to Sheriff Paul 2014. I was excited to be reminded that one of his platforms, Corey, is that if some GovCo bureaucrat comes on your property and wants to enforce some kind of code and doesn't have a warrant because there wasn't any probable cause, that he says he's going to come arrest that GovCo staffer.
That's right. He'll arrest him for trespassing.
And out in California, it sounds to me like that's an important matter. It sounds like the code enforcement is on the rise, it sounds to me.
Oh, they are acting in a lot of jurisdictions. They are acting like criminal gang members to just go extort money under the guise of safety. And they come and just do ridiculous things and pick and choose who gets to be in business. Because now if you're not connected with these cronies and they want one of their friends in, you just, code enforcement just nickels and dimes. Well, it's not nickel and dime. It's hundreds and thousands of dollars at a time. They come out and shut your business down.
Here, there's a small town just outside of the Quad Cities where I live, Corey, called Wapello, Iowa, and they're amending their municipal ordinance to allow a city official to just go ahead and fine you without a warrant and start up their own little code enforcement. So I think that the GovCos that are looking for revenue are seeing a best practices they're all implementing. And we'd all do well to learn about that. We got to take a first break. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with more Common Sense Revisited.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Common Sense Revisited. Corey, I'm updating the blog right now, thirdrailblog.com. If you go there, listeners, on the far left, you'll see ahead of it says resources, and you can click on the link that says California Code 1027.5, and it'll jump you right to the posting of the text I read about the legislature warning about a totalitarian dictatorship. It's much more thorough than just the sentences I read. It's actually quite extensive. And we have a link to the actual source at the state website there. And I want to get to Merle here in just one second, and I appreciate you holding, Merle. There's little smidgens of I hate to use the word hope, Corey. It's such a freaking bastardized God. You know, even common sense has been taken over by the totalitarian White House. Common sense reforms, but there at RBN's website, I was browsing it today, which is by the way an excellent website. People should go to it all the time, and there is a clip that they put up there about a surprising reaction from a Checkpoint Charlie. They says cop. I don't know what his real status is, but it's just a minute long here. And in the beginning of this, we're going to play this. The beginning of these people are in a car and they're approaching a checkpoint. And let's just go ahead and listen to this. I don't know if I caught Craig.
Sir, can you jump us, please?
No.
Nope.
They're approaching the checkpoint now, and
look at how many pounds of drugs they've seized.
2,768.
It's bad they're not doing it morally.
Well, they're
not
doing it
great.
Yeah, I know, right? The officers, whatever he is telling the car in front of him to pull over. Pull over to the side, pointing.
Don't do it.
I don't.
What's all going on, guys?
Hi.
You guys let you a citizen still? Haven't given it up yet?
We're free to go?
Am I free to go?
Yes. You know what? You guys are awesome for exercising your constitutional rights. I totally respect that.
Cool.
A lot of guys have come through here and they're jerks to us, and you know, we don't appreciate that, but I totally appreciate you guys who are respectful, who you don't want to talk because we can't force you to do it. You guys have a good day.
Thanks.
You too, sir.
You too.
I don't think that was staged. I thought that was real, Corey.
Yeah, I got the sense it was real.
Yeah, and you know, he did say, "Are you still U.S. citizens? Did you give it up yet?"
Yeah, the idea is spreading that U.S. citizenship is voluntary.
Yeah, I thought that was a little nugget of truth there that is, you know, very seldom seen, and we've talked about, you know, how as a U.S. citizen you were considered property by D.C., the federal overlay, the federal Leviathan, if you will. And, you know, we're going to get to that. I just have to point out, and I'll put a link at thirdrailblog.com. According to the Washington Post and CBS, Obama himself over the holidays when he was in Hawaii tried to sign up for the much lauded Obamacare. And apparently he couldn't do it because they couldn't find his Social Security number in the system, Corey.
Imagine that. Well, it would depend on which Social Security number. I think he's used a few.
I saw this from somebody, and I thought they didn't put links to it. I went and did a search on it. And sure enough, you know, even in mainstream news, you know, this is at a Washington Post article. It says aide said Obama's unique situation as president meant that he was unable to sign up for a plan online. The databases that healthcare.gov and related sites used to verify people's identities did not contain Obama's personal information, aides said. So staffers had to go in person to D.C. exchange offices over the weekend to get him enrolled. And I think they fluffed over that pretty well. And, of course, I will assert and continue to assert that it is one of the most brilliant PSYOP/propagandist moves to make Obama's false birth certificate a wedge issue in America. It's created all kinds of animosity between the so-called Tea Partiers and the so-called left and all that. And if you're a truther about Obama's birth certificate, you're a nut job and all that fun stuff. But what it does, Corey, is it continues to emphasize the sacrosanctness of the birth certificate. How you gotta have one.
That's right.
How it's so important to have one of those documents. And so, you know, there's multiple agendas going on with the controversy around whether or not Obama is, has a birth certificate or was born on U.S. soil. But, you know, one of the things that we've asserted on the show is how we identify ourselves. And do we identify ourselves as one of the people of the several states? And subsequently, if you identify yourselves as one of the people of several states, you purportedly have the protections afforded by the Constitution. And one of the people I've worked with a lot in the last, I'd say, 4 to 5 years, both in person and virtually via the advantages of the Internet, is Merle from Iowa, who's a guest today on our show. Merle, are you there?
Todd.
Greetings, Merle.
Okay, you can hear me okay?
Yes, I think we can hear you good, and I appreciate you joining us today. And Merle, you're in the top, five of the researchers I know out there, easily. And I really do appreciate you continuing to suffer my ignorance over the years when I first met you. You've been a good friend, and you assert that when one of the people of several states is facing a statutory or administrative charge or a citation, then when one makes a general appearance, that's that. A lot of times we call it the milking parlor in the county courthouse, the morning court, right? That you submit to the jurisdiction, and as most of us know, once jurisdiction is established in that administrative court, the Constitution has no bearing on the proceedings, and that's one of the primary reasons why I think what we're going to talk about today is so important. I've been in the Scott County Courthouse twice, and in a Rock Island County Courthouse, Merle, once, where I have listened to and recorded, and I've played it on the show, and I'll put a link at the blog, where the so-called judge, the guy with the robe on, says out loud, the Constitution has no bearing on these proceedings. In fact, the guy in the Rock Island, Illinois system, it was a municipal code enforcement, said he was precluded by Illinois statutory law to even allow the Constitution into the courtroom. Out loud, and I have it recorded. So that is important because I think if you can't avail yourself of the protections afforded by the Bill of Rights, then the powers that be are just going to mow you down, and they're going to take your property. And if you don't pay the freight for, your grass was too high, or your dog got loose, or it didn't have a seatbelt, then you are not able to enjoy what the Constitution guarantees, and that is the pursuit of happiness. So, I'm just trying to set up why we're even dealing with this subject matter. Would you like to add anything to that?
Well, for years I've been searching and searching and searching for the root cause of our problems on getting drug into these courts under criminal charges. And I've put together information from George Gordon, Bill Thornton, Richard McDonald, Big Al, Dennis Craig, Howard Freeman, Michael James Anthony, and there was an unknown individual that gave a seminar on jurisdictional warfare that I found very informational. But everything boils down to the submission of the defendant to the court's personal jurisdiction. And here just a month ago or so, I came across the legal dictionary, the freedictionary.com, under personal jurisdiction, right along with a quote out of the Iowa Supreme Court.
Excellent. And I have that link at Third Rail Blog right now, listeners, that Merle was talking about. You can go there. Look for the January 11th show notes. That link is there. And it talks about when a person wishes to challenge personal jurisdiction, he or she must take care in appearing before the court in the forum state. When we get back, we're going to have Merle talk about how you must take care. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Common Sense Revisited. This is your co-host, Todd McGreevy. I'm being joined by Corey Ibe, and we have as our special guest today, Merle from Iowa. And Merle, is it as simple as that those of us that have found ourselves at odds with statutory circumstances where there's been no injured party, and we understand how important the Constitution is, and we're trying to avail ourselves of those protections that we just haven't taken care in the appearance before the court? Is it that simple?
This is the basic place where jurisdiction attaches from everything I can find. I first came across this quote from the Iowa Practice Civil Procedures form. In there it said, a general appearance gives the court jurisdiction over the party so appearing. And that was from Humboldt Livestock Auction Incorporated versus B&H Cattle Company. 261 Iowa 419 or 155 Northwest 2nd 478. And anyway, I have a problem where stuff just runs off my thick skull like water off the duck's back until I think about it for a long time. But anyway, here about a month ago, I came across this quote out of the Free Dictionary, and this falls right in line with what the Iowa Supreme Court said. When a person wishes to challenge personal jurisdiction, he or she must take care in appearing before the court in the forum state. If the defendant makes a general appearance, the court will take this to be an unqualified submission to the personal jurisdiction of the court. The defendant waives the right to raise any jurisdictional defects. To prevent this from happening, a defendant must request a special appearance before the court. A special appearance is made for the limited purpose of challenging the sufficiency of the service of process or personal jurisdiction of the court. If any other issues are raised, the proceeding becomes a general appearance. The court must then determine whether it has jurisdiction over the defendant. If the defendant is found to be within the personal jurisdiction of the court, the issue may be appealed. Some states permit an immediate appeal, whereas others make the defendant raise the issue after the case has been heard on its merits in the trial court. Now this is speaking of personal jurisdiction. We're not getting into subject matter jurisdiction here because the parties cannot grant a court subject matter jurisdiction if it doesn't have subject matter jurisdiction, such as if the state would file criminal charges with Judge Judy or Judge Wapner and the defendant would be found guilty and sentenced to 30 days in jail. That judge is sitting in equity, and equity takes no cognizance of criminal matters. So anyway, that would be a void judgment right from the get-go because there's no subject matter jurisdiction. But what we're talking about here is personal jurisdiction, where we submit ourselves into the jurisdiction of the court right in line with the organic law that we celebrate every 4th of July, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And we don't realize how we're consenting into these statutes. Now, I remember Howard Freeman used to say to the judge, now this court has two criminal actions authorized here. One is a criminal action under a common law jurisdiction, the other being a condition of contract under the criminal aspects of an... He would say the other being a condition of contract under the criminal aspects of an admiralty jurisdiction. And the more I study, I've come to the conclusion that all statutes are within the admiralty jurisdiction. And what happens when we come in a general appearance, we submit ourselves into the court, into the personal jurisdiction of the court. And especially if we go in and we enter a plea of not guilty, we just pled ourselves right into the jurisdiction of that court. Now, court is defined as the person of the sovereign and the suit of the sovereign. The two in combination comprise the fiction called the court. Now, when the plaintiff... Yeah.
Merle, let me pause for a second here, because I've heard you say that many times, person of the sovereign and the suit of the sovereign make up the fiction of the court. Can you please expound on that a little bit? I'm not quite sure what all that means.
Well, this came from Bill Thornton from 1215.org. But this is what the court is. It's the person of the sovereign and the suit of the sovereign. The sovereign's bringing his action into his court. If a defendant is in the court, that is definitely not the defendant's court. It's the plaintiff's court. And the plaintiff's magistrate is holding those proceedings. But anyway, that court has to get everything arranged that the plaintiff is sovereign and the defendant is subject to the law that the sovereign is declaring in that proceeding. Mm-hmm. And this is why I believe they have got to get the defendant to consent to a general appearance.
And I would assert, Merle, that the individual that's accused isn't a defendant until they make a general appearance. Just a little technical nuance there.
I would agree with you. You're accused. Everything functions on presumptions in these courts. The plaintiff starts the court proceeding, and it's presumed that that plaintiff has standing. But that presumption is not set in concrete until that court can get a general appearance out of that defendant that appeared under those orders to appear.
And I think this is where it circles back to what Corey and I have talked about for, you know, a couple of years now, is that if you are identifying yourself as a resident of the state of Iowa, for instance, where you and I live, Merle, and subsequently you're, you know, as a resident, and we've gone over this in our show many times, you are domiciled in D.C., and subsequently you are considered a piece of property because you identify yourself as a Social Security number, you identify yourself as a birth certificate, essentially an ens legis entity. We've talked about this many times. Then I think that the court does have jurisdiction over you. You volunteered into being a part of the milking parlor. And so the detail that you're talking about, I think, is only helpful to people like Corey. And Merle, I know enough about you that I consider you one of the people of Iowa that can protect their identity and protect their contracts of adhesion, if you will, that some people call them. I want to point something out real quick. The website that you referred to where this is kind of, enumerated, and it's at thirdrailblog.com, it's freedictionary.com. I mean, it's not necessarily an authority on anything, you know, as far as, you know, just because it's there doesn't mean it's fact. But I can attest to a personal experience I had in the Scott County system when I was arrested for an alleged seatbelt violation and interfering with official acts because I wouldn't get back in the car. And I never signed a citation. Because they didn't give me one to sign. They just threw me in the clink. But I remember going to the appearance, and I remember not going up to the bench, you know, and standing in the pew, if you will, in the back where I was seated, and I stood up when the defendant's name was called. I'd already gone up and looked at the file and asked for copies of what was there. And when this so-called case was, you know, announced, I asked the judge about jurisdiction, and I'll recount this in more detail after this break. Because, Merle, I think what happened to me is evidence that what you're talking about is accurate. That's the point I'm trying to make. So we'll recount that on the way back here after these short break. Stay tuned for more Common Sense Revisited.
There There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Common Sense Revisited, everybody. Thanks for staying with us on the Public Broadcasting Network, as well as a slight delay at noagendastream.com. Merle, you know, I was recounting what had happened to me in Scott County. This is going back almost 3 years now, 2.5 years ago. And I remember I hadn't really studied up like you have. I don't know what you would even call it. I was just inspired to stand there and not go to the bench. And I said, I looked the judge right in the eye as the clerks were all fluttering about because I wasn't doing their bidding and coming forward. And I just said, I'm going to stand right here. And I said, I looked at him. I said, what is your name, please? And And he gave me his name, and I said, did you swear an oath to the Iowa Constitution, the U.S. Constitution? He kind of nodded his head and sighed, and he goes, you know that I did. And you could tell he was frustrated and not, you know, very happy with me. And I said, you know, if there is a dispute of jurisdiction, what are the remedies? And he got, like, semi-cheerful. And Merle, he just kind of looked up at me and kind of perked up and sat up a little bit. And he said, you know, I can't give you legal advice, but if you wish to dispute jurisdiction, you're welcome to file such a brief. Now, let's get on to these charges. You know, you're accused of yada, yada, yada. How do you plead? So that to me, I didn't really quite know what to make of it back then, Merle. But I remember that in my head of being something to make note of. And I think that he is aware of what you are asserting.
He has got to get our consent to a general appearance, as I see it, to get jurisdiction in that hearing, because if we go in there, he will do everything, that magistrate will do everything within the magistrate's power to get our consent. And what will happen is he'll say, well, I'm going to enter a plea of not guilty for you and schedule trial on such and such a date. Well, if we fail to take action, failure to object is fatal in these courts. And if we do not take proper action, that constitutes our consent. And this is how they derive their just powers, from the consent of the governed.
And now, at that time, Merle, I wasn't one of the people of Iowa. I was a resident. Okay, I was a little citizen slave. So, okay. I would say they had jurisdiction over me, if you will. But nonetheless, he just went along with the flow and said, "You read out loud. How do you plea?" And I'm going to state that, you know, if I had just walked out and went and filed a brief, you know, disputing jurisdiction, we could have had that discussion, and it would have been all on the up and up. And of course I said, I'm not pleading guilty or not guilty. I'm innocent until proven guilty. And he said, I'm going to enter a plea on your behalf. Just like you said, he was establishing jurisdiction. He was establishing a general appearance. And I said, excuse me, under what authority or jurisdiction are you entering a plea on my behalf? And he stopped his scribbling on his piece of paper, and he kind of paused, and he kept writing. And I repeated it again a little more loudly, a little more, assertively. And he looked up, and he leaned over to the clerk sitting next to him, and he opened up the folder, and he said, I'm going to dismiss the seatbelt violation. The original paperwork is not in the folder, and we're going to set a bench trial for the interfering official acts on June X. Slammed his gavel down. Next. So it was kind of like a, I don't know what you want to call it, you know, we split the wishbone there, you know, if you will, Merle.
Well, the arraignment is the most important part of the case for the state. They need to get their court's jurisdiction attached to that defendant. And I think they should call it an arrangement, not an arraignment. But anyway, this is what they call it. But anyway, the arraignment is for getting everything arranged that the plaintiff is sovereign and the defendant is subject to that law that the plaintiff decrees in that proceeding there. And if you walk into court with an attorney, I'll guarantee you, you're making a general appearance. So anyway, there's two of everything out here. Some statutes are in support of the common law, and some statutes are in derogation of the common law, as decreed in Iowa Code Section 4.2. And they kind of leave people hanging there, but these statutes that are in derogation of law cannot be strictly construed pursuant to their own Iowa code. And they need our consent at this general appearance to move this case forward, and then from that point on strictly construe those statutes against us by our consent. by consenting into that jurisdiction.
Let's deconstruct that just a little bit, Merle. I have Iowa Code 4.2 pulled up, and I'll put a link to it at the blog. And it says common law rule of construction. The rule of the common law, comma, that statutes and derogation thereof are to be strictly construed, comma, has no application to this code. Its provisions and all proceedings under it shall be liberally construed with a view to promote its objects and assist the parties in obtaining justice. So can you put that in layman's terms for us?
Okay, in Old English common law, the people were subject to the king, and when the king's structure came out with statutes, under Old English common law, those statutes had to be strictly construed upon the subject. But in America, that's not true. We're free men here. And they have no just powers unless they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. So anyway, I was going to say Montana lays it out much better than Iowa. It kind of leaves us hanging there. But anyway, the Montana statute follows along that same line, and they say the statutes establish the law of this state respecting the subjects to which they relate, and their provisions and all proceedings under them are to be liberally construed with a view to affect their objects and to promote justice. So anyway, the Montana statute clearly says that these statutes in derogation of law relate to the subjects to which they relate. They establish the law of this state respecting the subjects to which they relate. Now the problem is, do they relate or don't they relate? And that's where we got to that out of the free dictionary there. Once jurisdiction is challenged, then the court must determine whether the personal jurisdiction attaches to the defendant. And that's when it gets into your residency in the state and what have you. And Dennis Craig used to put it out on Alfred Adask radio program. There's two planes out here. One plane is the constitutional republic plane that functions in reality. And then you have the federal plane that functions in the appearance of reality, where it's a crime not to wear your seatbelt, but it's legal to murder unborn children because they haven't attained their civil rights yet from the government under the 14th Amendment. So anyway, then the court will have to determine whether or not it has personal jurisdiction over you. But if your status is correct, they've got a problem. And I believe most times if jurisdiction is challenged properly, they won't want to go there and disclose exactly how they get jurisdiction over the natural man.
I think you're accurate, Merle. Of course, right now we're just speaking hypothetically. We don't have a proof of concept at this point. That's why we share this information to the listeners out there so that hopefully others can research in their state how things work. And there was a document that you have, or not the title of a document, and that I think it was Michael Anthony. And I'm going to put a link to this, to the audio file that prompted this discussion that you pointed me to, Merle. I'll put it up at the blog. And I think we need to unfortunately, Michael Anthony's no longer with us. Is that correct?
I had a message from Rod Class that Michael Anthony died.
Yeah, Michael James Anthony, and he talked about the definitive statement of allegation of bona fide jurisdiction. And there's only, I did a Google search for that with quotes, and there was only 16 instances of it on the net that I could find through Google. And so I don't, there's research I've done, Merle, doesn't show there's been a lot of proof of concept yet on this. But we're going to be right back after this next break, folks. It'll be about 9 minutes before we return. Stay tuned.
With financial uncertainty,